Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Yeah, I don't like my badge grab. I don't like nothing touched.
It depends. If I have a lot of bags,
then it's the pressure of the tip.
It just depends on like how tired I am.
I don't like even when the Uber comes and they open.
I do my own.
I'd be like, nah, yeah, I got it.
I don't even want you to get out the car.
Yeah,
pop your trunk.
But
sometimes what it is, because when I was driving an Uber, I wouldn't want no one messing up my car.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to do it myself.
You hear that thump in the back?
Yeah. Or slamming the door.
I get why, but I just be like, it's okay. It's fine. Don't do no extra work, bro.
Yeah, I don't want you to. Yeah.
If someone opens my door and not Marlins, he's like, I ain't tipping him. And I'd be like, yeah. You should open it for him, not for me.
I just don't want the.
Do y'all tip on the app Uber? I don't.
It depends.
You just do cash, mainly. Oh, you don't at all.
No, I don't tip at all.
Oh, really? On an Uber?
It depends.
It depends on what the conversation
was like. Because
like,
I don't know
what you mean.
I'm tipping for.
If they leave me the fuck alone, I might tip them.
Wait, did y'all didn't tip like cab drivers and stuff back in the day?
Yeah. I never really took cabs
like that.
No, y'all didn't take cabs back in the day
before Uber took over. Drove or Bart.
It's the same a part of it. That's like, that's that same kind of service.
DoorDash, and I'll tip them on DoorDash.
If they drive your food, but not you, you're not going to tip them? I brought your food.
Because you brought me on my the food. That's not a part, like, I'm coming to eat.
They already got
a
service charge
on there. And
then
you did a thing, yeah, to do that.
So, driving is part of the, you know what I mean?
Driving is the job.
It's the same with the DoorDash. It's the job.
No, that's because I was too lazy to go do something.
I only tip.
That's a difference. Yeah, that's what I'm tipping you.
You were too lazy to walk, my nigga.
I can't walk to the airport.
You could. Yeah. That used to back in the day. Jesus walked mad miles. You can't.
To the airport?
You better than Jesus?
Jesus walked to the airport?
Jesus walked everywhere.
Jesus.
I only tip them when they drop me off at home because I'm like, damn, they know where I live. Let me leave a tip.
Right. So they won't be back.
Let me give them 5 stars and a tip.
Oh, they're getting them stars.
Oh, I'm 5 stars.
They're
getting
rich.
Them stars. Oh, yeah, they're getting stars.
Even it's trash.
Stars means more to them than a tip.
I don't think so. I think they want that money.
They want that stars,
man. I'd rather
you
give
drove.
That
bread.
I want them stars.
How many people tipped you when you were driving?
Barely none. That's why I know the protocol.
Wait. So if somebody was like, man, here's an extra 10 or that 5 star, you take that 5 star.
On the if they tip me cash, yeah, but I'm talking about on the app. I don't be tipping. We say it again. Say it again.
If they said, here's 10, whether it's on the app or cash, do you.
So app or cash matters.
From what I understand, they always say that.
They take some, right?
That's not what they say on there. But when I ask the drivers, I go, like, cash is always best, right? But I ask them, do you guys get the tip? And they're like, yeah. So I was like, if I leave it on there, you'll get it. And they're like, yeah. So that's what I got from them.
Most of them don't even know how much the ride costs.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you, I got stuck in New Haven, Connecticut. I got stuck in New Haven, Connecticut. I had to call me an Uber because they changed my flight to JFK. From Connecticut to JFK, about an hour and a half ride. New York time. I was leaving at 3 a.m. The driver comes. I know he's taking a long time. I'm like, why is he taking so long to get here? He's slowing down. Finally, he pulls up. 3 a.m. I know I have not many options. Won a lot of cars on the app. He turns off he's like, hey man, can you pay me cash? And we turn off the app. The ride was $130 or whatever. And I was like, well, how much you want? And he was like, they was only gonna give me $60 for this ride. And I was like, damn, they take that much from you? He was like, I just want $150. And I just,
over the app is 130.
He thought he was gonna bless me. I thought he was gonna bless me. I had no option, so I was like, "Hey, you get me there safe." And on time, it was when all the computers and stuff crashed, and I needed to get out. I was like, "You get me there safe, I'll make sure you're good." And I tipped him on top of that. I think I gave him like $200 for that ride because he didn't take the money up front. Mm-hmm. So I could have got off the car and booked to the airplane.
Thanks, airport.
Security help. Good faith. I was like, here you go, bro. And he was like, first I was like, man, you gonna charge me this much? And he was like, man, listen, I promise I'm so close to my house right now.
Oh, he said, I ain't gotta do this.
Yeah. And I was like, you on second, baby.
I'm so close.
Load him up.
Hey, my nigga. Hey, I don't need this. $60, bro.
He said, I don't got to do this. Man, my house is right there. I just got back home.
Yeah,
he's going to drive me to New York.
I get it.
I got it. I paid him every bit of that.
You was in a tough spot.
I said, here you go, bro.
Yeah. He's a gangster with that, though.
But He knew I was cornered.
Three in the morning.
But the fact that he was only getting 60 off of one.
He turned his phone off and was like, listen, man, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
Turned the location off and everything.
You can do this the easy
way. Yeah, the hard way.
My God.
And I was like, yeah, you're going to do it, but you got to cancel the ride. Out of my way, getting back, you got to cancel the ride. Right. So nothing happened to me. Yeah, he got that money, bro.
Do y'all really be caring about y'all Uber scores and shit?
Like, as a driver?
No, as a passenger.
We have scores?
Like they give like stars and stuff, and if you're if you're a bad ride or something, they get to.
I don't even say anything. I just sit down, so I don't know how I could get
like
a bad
for the
ride.
People that get drunk and throw up in the car. Oh, and shit.
And they be hitting on the Uber drivers and stuff.
Nah, I don't care about my score because I don't do anything. I didn't even know I had a score.
I only use Lyft.
I only use Lyft too.
But Lyft be more expensive in some spots.
I just use Lyft because you get the Delta.
They're trying to make it safer for like when you take these.
How do you find your score? What do you know? Where's your score at?
Usually says it up at by your name.
Yeah, I didn't know we had a score.
You never rated nobody?
I have a 4.9 rating.
See?
Yeah, what'd you do, bro?
I know. How do I not have a 5? What bitch? What stupid ass dude?
Where'd you find it?
You rolled down a window or something, did something.
I don't know.
You're in Lyft, right?
Yeah. Oh, I got 4.9 also. Come on, man. 4.9?
4.9.
Y'all got to do better.
Man. I wonder if you get like comments. I want to know why.
Now I want to know why. Why don't I have
You're not perfect, all right?
Why don't I have I don't say anything. I just sit there. I shut up.
Wait, where is it at?
Why don't I have a 5?
Where is it at, Greg?
It was at the by your name.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it comes right underneath your name.
If I'm it's a 4.92.
Yeah, 4.9.
Maybe it's impossible to get a 5, like a 99 on Madden.
Well, maybe. Yeah, for you to get a 5, you got to start driving for them.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's scoot over. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you get us here safely.
I want to know now. I want to know, do people leave? Can they leave you?
I got a 4.88.
Oh, what'd you do? Hey, you be tipping. What you doing, bro? What you doing wrong?
I be giving them they stars.
What you doing wrong, bro?
Whose car you throw up in?
Hey, 4.8, that's slumming it. What are you doing, bro?
You can't talk too much.
Yeah, what you doing, man? You getting Jerry Curl juice on the seats with you? Yeah, they ain't mad, bro. 4.88, that's...
We ain't like him.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe it's because sometimes I be getting actors and stuff, and they got so much to say.
The bullshit.
Like,
so this is...
Because y'all got a payday.
This is... I got 50 five-star ratings. Give yourself a high five. It's just one of those little badges. Your drivers really like you. You keep getting 5-star ratings to reach more milestones.
You've been there encouraging them.
Where you
them.
Seeing that at?
You're not going to have to do this your whole life.
Little lift badges. I don't know.
That's you're going to be okay,
man. I got 150.
Come on, man.
Do you know most Uber drivers, they turn out to be CEOs?
Chaz in there being all positive.
Most Uber drivers, they turn out to be CEOs and head of companies. You'd be just fine.
That's what got to encourage.
That was
man.
A great left, man.
Wait, do we get to see their ratings?
Like, that was a great left.
Chaz is
excellent 8-point turn.
Chaz is so positive.
Dang, back to Craig. 4.8 over there.
You
man.
Know I'll be thugging in there.
Craig, you got to turn the shit off, bro.
I don't want them talking to me. Put in my mixtape. I'll be dead tired.
I had a death.
Hey, you recording people is mad funny.
Bro, I'll be so tired, bro. And they always want to talk. When you don't talk to them, that's when they want to talk. Where
are
you from?
What are you doing here?
From,
I get it in them weird cities. Like them cities, because they're like, why are you here? What brings you to...
Don't tell them you're a comedian.
So you're a rap group? They've asked that before. It's like, no.
You're a rap group.
Why else would you be in Connecticut? What are you doing here?
I was visiting my child. It's coming to visit my kid in Boise. This is where I'm at.
Smash the bitch, military.
Yeah, me and the kid. My kid and mom, we didn't work out, so I'm here. But it was fun to do for kids.
Most of mine don't talk. I'd had a deaf one.
You had a deaf one?
For the first time. You know, they give you a little notice that says your driver might be hearing impaired.
Well, how deaf is deaf, though? I need you to hear these sirens.
Full on sign language when I walked in, and we rode in silence. And I didn't think about it until, what she need the music for?
Oh, she had the music playing?
No, for what?
Oh.
She can't hear it. So we rode in dead silence.
How deaf is deaf, though? Like, can they hear? Like, if you say, excuse me, would she?
Did she say hi? Like, hi? Or would she say anything?
You did you try?
I didn't mean to do that voice. You know,
did you do the deaf accent?
I didn't mean to do it.
Come on.
I didn't mean to.
This is a family
him,
show.
No, I asked him when he first got in if it was a little bit of something. Like, what did he hear?
I would think they have to hear something.
I didn't mean to say it. Come
what
on,
if somebody's driving with a siren on or something? I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. If there's a siren, what happens?
I just want to know what you heard when you first
DC goes, you didn't hear that? Oh.
Damn, DC. I didn't go full on. I said, hi. I didn't go full on.
That's full on.
I didn't do my fingers, twist the gang signs. I didn't do that. I
didn't have them tucked away.
Yes, I made sure I kept them tucked away so y'all didn't think I would. I just wanted to know if she greeted you. Did she greet you, bro?
She greeted me, but what it wasn't words. What no she sounds. Do?
So, but they usually ask your name when you get in.
No, nothing. No. I got the alert. It said your driver might be hearing impaired.
Okay.
So when I got in, as soon as I opened the door, she signed whatever, like, I don't, you know, I said, oh, bet.
What came out?
Nothing. Okay. She didn't make any noise. So then we're riding, and I had that thought, too. If there are sirens and stuff, how is she going to hear this? But two, there was no music, and I was like, oh, yeah, what she got to listen to music for? Because she can hear shit. So it was a quiet ride, and on the ride, I was looking up, I'm Googling sign language.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're trying. That's even worse than me making a sound right
no,
now.
No, it's not, because when I got out, she gave me the ride, and she popped the trunk, and I told her, thank you.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, in her face, I was like, oh. And she said, no problem.
She started trying to talk a lot. You're like, God damn it.
I got out like, yeah. Because I met you where you at. I met you.
I'm by single,
baby. I hit her
with
the thank you. I got my bag out. I hit her again. She gave me whatever back, and I was like,
did you tip her?
I didn't tip her.
You didn't tip her?
Cheap master.
I didn't know how to say that in sign language. I didn't know how to be like. I didn't know what to do. But yeah, that was the first time I had it. But the most trippy part to me was just the music, because I was just like, oh yeah, for what? Like right. The radio was off.
You should have asked her. Can you turn on some hip hop and see what she came up with?
She wouldn't even heard me.
Oh. See, I've gotten Uber drivers who wasn't the person in the picture.
I don't like that.
The same thing with wild. Food too. Yeah. And they just have their translator on. Like, I had a couple Spanish dudes pick me up, and they didn't speak any English.
So who was the picture of?
I guess a family member.
That's weird. Can you do that?
Not legally.
It's not legal, yeah.
But you can do
that's
it.
That's a little scary.
That's weird.
That was weird. That's a little scary. I still got in the ride.
I'd be like, who are you? You're not the first. I don't know what you're trying to do or whose phone you stole and car you stole. I don't know what's happening.
What if you got in the Uber and it's like, hey, take a ride with me real quick.
That's pretty much
hey, bro, just take a ride with me real quick.
I got to make a stop real quick.
I got to make a stop real
quick.
Well,
you don't got much choice.
Take a ride.
I can get out. Can I get out?
If he stops.
Like,
he
wait till you get in. He like, hey, bro, I got to make a stop
I just like, open the door, dog. You go do your.
Dog, let me out. That's you going to hit him with. Dog, let me out.
I mean, I think I told y'all, my Uber driver was like, man, I got to get some gas real quick. And I wasn't going to say no. I said, for sure,
that's
man.
A little better than like, let me stop.
Yeah,
like,
that's
stop
gas.
In a random neighborhood.
You know what you're doing.
I don't want them to stop at all.
I mean, I feel you. I get that. But what if it, but is the difference between I have to stop for gas, where you know what we're doing, versus, hey, bro, I got to make a stop real quick.
You should have got gas for you.
You're right.
That's true. You're right.
It's better.
Out of the two scenarios.
I'm taking mine.
Yeah.
But. I still feel awkward.
I still work related. Because if he goes to the liquor store real quick or something,
I need to get some shit.
Because that's just the start.
What if they take a call? All right, nigga, then I'm on my way. Hey, bro, we got to make a stop.
No, we don't. Take calls.
What you going to do?
Oh, damn,
you got
awkward.
Well, you can't do anything unless the car stops.
What if they turn around? They take the call. They take the call. They turn around. He be like, hey, man, can you fight?
Oh, nigga. I'm gonna be like, yeah, for me.
Yeah, I gotta make a stop.
I got
right
hands
quick,
for me,
bro.
But
hey, nigga, you got me, bro.
I'm like, bro.
And they look you in your eyes, like you got me, bro.
He passed you a gun. Hold
is
this man.
Trip
hold
free. This. That's what is this trip gonna be? Free?
You fight? Would you fight for a free trip?
Nah, I act like I am.
Anything to get the car stopped. Let me. I just gotta stretch real quick. I got you. We finna take this dude down. Yeah, I'm out.
He says, open that middle console. Grab that gun. Look behind the window because they pulling up. They coming up. See on your left. On your left.
Oh shit!
Are you moving? On your left.
At this point, you gotta ride.
Oh, you gotta ride. At that point, on the left.
That's when I put the gun to his head and say, "Drive."
What you going for? You're already both in danger. What you pointing the gun at him for?
I'm putting the gun at him. Like, stop the car!
Y'all dying.
I'm rolling out. Think I'm
y'all
out.
Y'all dying.
Stop the
bro.
Car! Stop the car!
Now he got one of them cop locks. He can't unlock your door.
I'm kidding. Stop the car!
No man, that's it. Y'all gotta be ready, bro. That's it. You fighting for your life now. You ever see that video? This dude was in the back of a cab, and I forgot what country they were in, but he was like a rapper. Anyways, he was like, they were stabbing him. He had a knife, and they were stabbing him. But he was like, drive, drive, uncle, drive, right? Uh-huh. And then the dudes were like stabbing him. He's like tossing the money. He's like, take the money. The guy was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, hey, motherfucker, if you don't drive.
Drive. But he was just car. Like,
oh. He would not take off.
Oh, no,
and so he was stabbing these other cats while they were stabbing him. He was like, please drive. And he finally started driving.
I hate people, bro. I saw a video in the comment section. It was hilarious. This babysitter, something was on fire, and she got the kids out of the car. Out of the house, right?
Uh-huh.
She carrying one kid, and you could see her telling the other kid to come on. And they just sitting there like... And everybody in the comments like, if you don't move your ass! And they're like, why do kids not move when you need them to move?
Frozen, bro.
So finally, she just snatched them up and ran out of the house. You know what I'm
saying?
Kids
be overwhelmed,
but
though.
But the kid just sitting there, and she like, come on. Let's go!
How old were the kids? A state of shock?
I don't know how old the kids were.
Because... I don't expect a kid to understand to get it immediately. Because I've seen grown people freeze.
Oh, yeah. People be freezing. It's like, yo.
Wait, did they just wake up from a nap?
I don't know. But the comment section was making me laugh because obviously everybody's making jokes because the kids were okay.
Right.
So now that you know everything's fine, it was like, move your ass. And they put the kid's name. So it's like, Bryson, move your ass. Like, come on. Like, what are you doing?
Because off a nap, we be on a little delay.
Oh, yeah.
Little kids be.
He will wake my ass up. If there's a fire going on. You said there was a fire in the house?
There was a fire, like, outside the house.
Oh, yeah.
So she was trying to hurry up and get them out before... You know, whatever happened.
Yeah.
But that kid was just sitting there. She got the door open, everything. Kid in one arm, like, come on, let's. Finally, she just snatches his ass up, like, you not moving fast enough, bro. We got to go. And I was just cracking up at kids, just, It's like, come on.
Shock.
The sense of urgency. Like, it's just.
But it was time to play that video game.
Right. Right.
Hey, running that
every
shit.
Time.
Yeah.
Every time. And then trying to get them to turn, like, to get them to switch modes. That's be my thing with Kendrick right now. Keelan is at an age where if I ask him to do something, he'll do it right away. He, you know, hey, guys, I just need this real quick. Like, he's at a maturity level right now where it's just like, dude, easy.
Yeah.
Kendrick's still, like, getting him out of play mode. I'm like, Nick, I just need 5 minutes. We got to focus on this right here. Let's just do this for 5 minutes. And I hear him with Kendrick, Keelan. Like, I just need to stop playing for like right now, bro. Like
you can go back to it.
Yeah, you can go back to it. I just need 5 minutes. And we've gone, like, we went school shopping. I'm like, y'all try these on real quick. Keelan, just try it on. That fit, bet. Because I'm trying to get out of there. I gotta go to Chocolate Sunday. You know what I mean? I'm like, and Kendrick said, Keelan, look to your left. Don't look to your left. Because I look to the left and it's the bra and panty.
Oh.
He's like, look, the bazooms. And I'm like, bro, just he's like, look. And
just not now.
And he giggling, and I'm like, it's funny, but I just need y'all to try this shit on right now, like,
focus,
real fast. Let me hold it up to you. Pick out what you want. You know, I got the money.
Yeah.
I'm paying for it. Just pick out what you want real quick. Keelan, look to your left. Look. Bazooms. So I'm like, stop.
Bazooms?
Some Family Matters?
I hear him giggling. I hear him playing. He won't stop. I'm like, I just need 3 minutes.
And
Keelan be like, stop. Like,
he is the baby, though.
He's a baby, and he'd just be playing. Yeah. But his laugh is funny, and the stuff he'd be saying be funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fine. And y'all can play again. Just give me 5 minutes.
I just need five minutes.
Kendrick just turned how old?
He's turning seven. Yeah, he just turned seven.
Just turned seven. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's coming.
Like, yeah.
But I hear him giggling all the time. He always playing.
I hope he never
changes. Like, if I say y'all get in the shower, Keelan get in the shower. I tell Kendrick, get in the shower. I hear basketball dribbling. Shots going up. He butt-ass naked. In his room, shooting shots. I said, what did I tell you to do? I had to get a shot up. No, you didn't. Just do
breaks.
What I asked you to do real quick, bro.
No breaks, Dan.
Just do what I asked you to do. And then, like, the things he do, like, I'm just like, I always
when he
gets
to the league, you can look back on that and be like, he wouldn't even
he
get
the term
shooting.
Butt-naked, bro. I'm like, come on. They playing horse, doing dumb shit. I told y'all, man. Okay. Crack out. I'm like, why are you taking crack out shots, bro? Just...
It's not even a shot.
Y'all ass stuff that don't even
have nothing to do with the
nothing.
Shot.
Nothing.
That's an 11.
You shooting a regular
layup.
Jumper.
Yeah. Right.
What your butt crack got to be out for to shoot a jumper? They
hey,
just
man,
be.
He might not make it though.
And I hear him laugh and I'm like, dude, don't ever get out of play mode. He don't want to get in trouble at school for either fighting or playing.
When they get older, they fall back into
very,
that.
Very separate.
Like, I'll tell Sage, yo, I need the trash taken out. Like, all right, I got it. Come back an hour later, still not taken out. I don't know if it's because he's bigger than me or if it's just a teenage thing.
What's he call you now?
Pop's dad.
I mean, there's not, dad. Like I heard DC call his dad Junior.
No, y'all call my dad Junior. I don't know why. It's just funny to me.
It's funny.
What's up, Junior? He responds too.
How you doing? Yeah.
Hey, Junior, thank you.
Like all the time or just?
All the time.
So when did it start?
When I was like 14. Oh. Yeah, so I've been calling him Junior for a long time. What's up, Junior?
This is very funny.
Yeah, he laughs at it. He's laughing at it. And I was like, yeah, Junior.
But I remember my dad hated when I went from dad to pops because of Wayne's Brothers. My dad was like, stop calling me pops. Like, you pops now. This is what's happening. Bang, bang.
I had a friend, he called his dad Pop in his whole life. We always said dad.
Wait, what your kids call you?
All kind of shit. Because they just be they goofy, bro. So they going to do whatever is going to get me to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
So at first it was just dad. Most of the time it's just dad. But Keelan do pops on purpose. Or Papa. Because he knows I'd be like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
So he'd be like, what's up, pops? Laughing.
Very funny.
They call me, like, they're just goofy. Yeah. Bro. But most of the time, 9 out of 10 times, it's dad.
Yeah, I mean, they call me Papa.
Papa. Is it only me? She needs something or just in general?
In general.
Papa's funny. Mm-hmm. Like, Izzy calls me Papa, but, mm-hmm. like, it's just funny. But it's weird when she'll say dad. She'll be like, hey, dad. Like, what are you doing?
She pauses.
Yeah, that's you like, what y'all doing? Like, what are you doing?
Did you just say, watch this to somebody?
Yeah. All right. Watch this.
Dad.
It'd just be, I'd be like, what y'all on right now?
But before she'd be like, you're my dad. I'm your dad.
Because they're at an age now where I'm like, what y'all up to? Mm. So I'm always like, what? Hey, dad. Or the stuff they want to show me or whatever. And then just like, it's usually inappropriate. Or whatever, and they're just going for laughs all the time. But this should be funny.
They call Cotty mom or mommy?
Mom, mama, mommy, depends on. Like if she come in the door, mommy.
Yeah.
You know, even most times, all right, go ask mom. You know, whatever.
What's the age cutoff for boys and stop calling their mom mommy, or kids in general?
I don't know.
Because my daughters don't call their mom mommy. It's called mom.
I remember my dad told me to stop saying daddy. He's like, you're older now. He said, dad.
You're 30.
Like, I get it.
You're daddy.
No, I was like, you're daddy, though. And he's like, I'm just dad now. Like, oh, well, nigga, you pops now. How about that? Actually, matter of fact, lose my number.
That's funny. Him telling you this, don't call me daddy. Wait, how old were you calling him daddy? You're like 19, daddy?
No, dog, I was a kid. I was probably like in that like 6 to 7. That's what I remember it being in our.
Oh, that was early.
Yeah, it was like early on. I remember we stopped. I remember where, like, you know, I remember like the kisses stopped for your dad. I remember that stopped.
Yeah.
And then I remember it was like, hey, you're a man now, nigga, call me. Yeah. Eventually, but call me Keith. You know what I mean? I was just like, oh, man. Like, I remember that. I remember like the transition.
He just wanted
like,
the DY off it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever called my dad daddy.
Yeah. It's just dad.
Because moms do that. They be like, oh, from daddy or daddy. Mm-hmm. Moms put that, you know.
That DY do hit different. I got a friend who he was having, not an issue, but he was like, should I shut this down? Because his son was still calling him dada. And he was like older. And he was like, ain't this weird?
But I see older people calling their family.
He was like, you could tell. He was like, should I?
Dada!
Because like, you know, when he said, you see everybody kind of look. And I think he was feeling it. Like, why this old ass kid saying it? You know what I mean? So he was kind of like, should I shut this down? Like, should I? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a little,
it's
a little weird, but I mean, y'all love. I don't know.
It's not like a zaddy though.
He's like, you're not a baby.
Daddy dude
like,
comes across as zaddy kind of.
I don't know.
No, as a grown man.
Yes, as a grown man saying dad. It. You saying daddy your is child, like saying zaddy.
It's your child, nigga. What are we talking about,
bro?
Yeah, hit 40, bro.
What are we talking
it's
about?
It's not daddy anymore. It's
daddy forever.
Nah.
I've heard grown women call their dad daddy
for sure.
Yeah.
Like all the way till
marriage.
No, all the way through to the old age, daddy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, my sisters call my dad daddy.
But mommy and boy, you know, dudes be having so many fucking rules.
When
do
you stop calling your mom mommy, or do you still call her mommy?
Nah, I barely get the second M in there. I'm like, mom. It's mom. I haven't done mommy. I don't know if I ever did.
Yeah.
And mommy don't sound
mom forever. Yeah.
Yeah, mom, I was just like, mom.
Mom.
Or, and I remember sometimes we'd be like, mama! We need it. But then be like, come talk to me. Stop yelling. Like, don't yell in the house. Come talk. So we go all the way upstairs. Mom, can we blah, 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 blah. So it's always been mom.
Mama's always across the board, it feels like, for everybody. Mama.
And then dad. Mom and dad. Yeah.
I call my mom lady now. I'm like, come on, lady. Hey, lady. I call her. I don't know. Last time I called like mom out of unless I need some. Hey mom, real quick. Okay. But usually just hey lady, I was thinking blah blah blah.
But then my mom and dad aren't. My dad is grandpa. My mom is Nana. Her husband, they call him Papa Chaz.
Yeah, fellow Chaz in the Korean.
And then my dad is just grandpa. He didn't care. There's no like pop or anything like that. He's calling grandpa.
My dad's granddad.
Granddad?
Hey, granddad.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know who establishes these things. I don't know how they start.
They just come.
Cause like we
the
call,
parents do it because we'd be like, man, go to ask granddad. Mm-hmm. And that's what kids will call.
My mom was like, I don't want to be old. You ain't going to be calling me.
That's
old
what my mom
grandma.
Said. So that's why they call
Nana. What the grandkids call your mom?
Nene.
Nene?
Mm-hmm. My mom's like, I'm not. I mean, my mom wasn't old though. She was such a young parent. So yeah. She was like, I want to be granny. And so Nana. And we was like, all right.
Nana.
Yeah, my mom dubbed.
Where did
Gigi.
Nana come from? Green?
I don't know if it's easier just for babies to say. You know what I mean? Like, it's an easy thing for kids to say. And Nana is very baby.
Because mine was
where does it
granny
come from,
and Papa.
From grandma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Grandmother, I don't know.
It's not grandman.
Yeah.
Grandana.
I don't know where that come from.
Yeah, there's a bunch of nanas out there.
But we had different. So my dad's side was grandma and grandpa. And then my mom's side was granny and papa. And then my kids call.
What you gonna be? What you gonna dub yours?
I ain't thinking that far ahead.
Come on, man.
I think
you got your name ready? What you gonna call you? You got some kids. What they call you?
Dad. The grandkids?
Yeah.
They ain't really talking like that.
Oh, no, they're that age yet? Are you gonna be like, oh, no, I'm not doing this grandfather thing.
No,
call
whatever
me.
You wanna call me. Just don't be like Craig. I'll be like, hey, yeah. Right. Here, bro.
We called my dad's mom, my sisters were the only ones that called her Grandma Allah. Mm-hmm. All the other ones, they called her just Allah. Because she didn't want it. She was like, I don't want to be called, don't call me Grandma. But my dad, and it was like, y'all not doing that. Y'all can call her, put the Grandma in front of her name. Mm-hmm. So we'd be the only ones, Grandma Allah. And everybody be like, Allah.
Yeah. Right now I'm going with Big G. You know what I'm saying?
Big G.
Big Ready G.
Yeah, they be like, hey, Big G.
What's up, little niggas?
How y'all doing?
I don't know. I ain't thought that far ahead, man. And then, so they call my kids, say Nana, Grandpa, Papa Chats, and they call Cotty's mom, Grandma. And then that's it. No, and everybody else is uncle and aunties. And
they don't go, aunties ain't TT. My kids call my sister TT.
Uncle and. But then when my brothers, they say uncle, but then it don't be your correct name.
What they say?
Because we be playing stupid pranks and then you know that stuff stick. So Kyron told his kids Keith's name was Cleve.
What?
So he was like, y'all gonna say hi to Uncle Cleve. And he just kept doing it to the point where they didn't call him Uncle Cleve.
That's gonna confuse everybody, nigga.
So
very funny.
My niece, Keith's kids, he was showing her the National Geographic thing, and she was like, oh, Uncle Shark. And so when I came to the house, I was like, hey. And Keith was like, there go Uncle Shark. I was like, it's Uncle Keon. And they get Uncle Shark had already stopped. And she was like, oh, Uncle Shark. What are you? I was like,
that's it.
So, and Keith is
the
dying
origin
laughing.
Story
yeah.
of that.
He keeps laughing. I was like, it's Uncle Keon. Okay, Uncle Shark. He was like, yeah, call Uncle Shark. Call Uncle Shark. But he did it because Kyron did it to him. I was like, I'm going to change your name with these kids.
That's the thing about it. You can't change it, though. What they start with, yeah.
It's too late. So I was like,
you had to take one of those kids and be like, hey, listen. He called me Uncle Shark. Oh my god, damn, I'm gonna feed you to the sharks.
Uncle Shark.
Uncle Shark is carrying me.
So they be, so we think it's funny, though. So we be like, hey, call him.
That's very funny.
Call him this.
Did y'all call your uncles Uncle such and such?
Uncle, whatever their first name.
Uncle first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do your kids call G?
God dad.
They don't say like,
God dad. Yeah, you know, let's go straight goddad. Goddad. What's up, goddad?
I have one regret in the last 24 hours, as I did not know where some food I ate came from. I had some ribs that are still mooing inside my stomach right now. Whatever it was that was not fully dead, and it is throwing an upheaval inside me. This is why I should have used HelloFresh. HelloFresh is one of the best things I've ever used. There's so many great things about it. What are they, Chaz? Let me tell you. The HelloFresh gets you farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip the trip to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it is America's number one meal kit. I hate the grocery store. I hate everything about it. I hate the people inside. I hate the food inside. I hate it. How it was cold in certain aspects and hot in the others. I don't understand it. Why can't we all just have one temperature that fits us all? I hate how people don't understand how to use the scan it yourself line. Why does it take forever to get in and out of there? It doesn't make any sense. But HelloFresh says, we got you. Here you go, buddy. This is for you. We'll bring it right to your doorstep every single time. Also, I have a ton of fun cooking with my daughter with HelloFresh. It makes it so easy. I can't cook on my own. But HelloFresh is like, here, dummy, let me walk you through it. And then me and my kid have a great time. And also teaching my daughter how to cook while we bond. Time she'll remember forever. And she'll be like, you know what? My dad couldn't cook, but I remember that beef Wellington we made on HelloFresh. And she'll keep that in her pocket forever. So you gotta love that. Now, HelloFresh has a new build-a-plate meals, which are designed to let every member of your household create their perfect plate. No more making multiple dinners to satisfy everyone. Just one meal with so many ways to enjoy. I didn't grow up in that household where you can have multiple meals. Whatever we ate is what you whatever we cook is what you're gonna eat. But for your picky eaters, this is great. You can already get it out the way before you have to cook. No more sitting. I wasn't a lima bean pea eater. So now, you know what? Cross that off for Chaz. We don't even have to have that on this plate. And it helps back-to-school meals, means shopping, after-school activities, and lot less free time. Skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious, delicious meals from HelloFresh. They handle most of the prep, too, making getting dinner on the table easier, faster than ever. HelloFresh easy-to-follow recipes include pre-portioned ingredients, delivered fresh, no last-minute grocery store run required. Just choose your delivery date, open your box, and get cooking! HelloFresh new portion 6 plans are perfect for feeding the whole family or to have leftovers for effortless lunch the next day. So now for a limited time. Limited time. Kids eat free. Free? Free. Did he say free? He said free. Go to HelloFresh.com/issueskids to unlock the exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while subscribing. Man, that is crazy. That is crazy. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while subscription is active. That's a free kids meal just by going to HelloFresh.com/issueskids. Did y'all hear that? I said a free kids meal. Kids eat free. Kids eat free here while subscription is active. You gotta hop on that plan, man. Don't block your blessing. Hop on it now. Get yourself some HelloFresh to start your day. Don't be a fool like me and be questioning where your food came from and having stomach pains. Do yourself a favor. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, the names be. I'm trying to think. Everybody for us was just auntie and uncle growing up. Even the aunties of my mama and them was just aunties.
Auntie in their name.
And then whatever, yeah. Except for auntie mama. She had a...
Now that I'm older, I'll be like, what's up, auntie? I'll be like, hey, auntie.
Yeah. Auntie.
I call my aunties auntie, but my uncles, I just call them by their first names.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
Yeah.
Keenan, you call Keenan Keenan?
Call him Ivory.
Ivory?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't say, but, oh, you don't. Now that I think about it, you don't be saying. Mm. But when you're talking to me, you'll be like, man, my Uncle Keenan sometimes.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, with
Uncle Keenan, yeah.
With Damon, I dropped the uncle with him because we'd be out in the club. And he'd be like, don't call me
uncle in the club. Damon had a joke about that. Damon Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Had a joke about it with his dad. I was like, hey, nigga, call me D.
At least don't call him D. Yeah.
Don't be calling me D. We out in the younger.
That's funny, bro. Yeah, I hear clubbing with your kid.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Your Uncle D. Just D.
I went to like a bar with my kids one time. It was so weird. I was like, oh, this is, I don't know.
You had them at 6.
And then I know. It's like, still, yo, I'm still dad, though, bro.
You
like,
should be getting ID'd.
Yeah,
not really, weird. Bro. Yeah, it just felt weird being at the, like,
you niggas get drinks.
When's the first time y'all went out with y'all parentals? Like, went out. Like, went out with them. Hung out with them. Bar.
My mom used outing. To come to the rap parties since I was like 18, 19.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
Get thrown life. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never hung out with
never.
Junior?
Never. Never went to like a bar with Junior.
Never nah. Had a drink with him. Nothing.
No, maybe a beer. But no, maybe I'll be drinking something hard and he might have a beer with me. But we ain't never just set up and just like, yeah, knock him on back like cowboys. Nah, you know what I mean? I think
even at the house?
Nah. Never.
You drank with my mama?
Yeah.
We was playing spades.
Yeah, we was kicking it. Yeah, but my dad, I think it's something for him. Okay. I don't think, because Avi smokes. And she was like, Dad, you don't want to smoke with me? I'm like, nah, I can't smoke with you. Never. And I don't smoke anyway.
Yeah.
But if I was going to smoke, I would think, oh, I might smoke with my kid. But I'd be like, I just don't want to. She's like, why, Dad? I don't want to be just high thinking about like mistakes I made as a parent.
That's how we got here.
Yeah.
She got that rolling it up.
Right. How she looking shit at me all funny and like that. You know what I mean? I just like, nah, I'm good.
Now we
but I've had a drink with my kids.
Okay.
But not like they'll do it in moderation around me.
Huh? They didn't have to carry you out.
Nah.
We gotta carry Dad out.
I keep it cool.
So you don't like if y'all was out, you wouldn't like buy them a drink?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the bill. I put the bill, but it wouldn't be to a point where they just like ordering out of control. You know what I mean? I don't want that. I still want them to know, like, hey, have some. It's automatic.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? It's like automatic. They don't be wanting me to see them how they are when they with their homies.
Same.
I can tell.
Dying for me to take him to a club. He's like, let's go to Miami, Dad. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
How about Brazil? Hey, man, chill.
Yeah,
chill.
But he wanted
it. He wanted to. He can't. I was like, when you're 21, that's I'll take you somewhere when you're
21. He's like, I'm wasting all this 6'8", bro. 6'8 going to waste. This should be in Miami.
I get it.
Would you take the kids out when they get out of the like, Dad, let's go to Miami.
All right, come on, bro.
We're going to leave mom at home.
Fuck it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Fuck it. Then my dudes, like, but they don't play about their mama, though. Like, we was watching the Olympics. And, you know, this year Olympics had some.
Oh, yeah.
Man. So this one girl from Great Britain come on the screen. I said, ooh.
The track, yeah, she was cold.
And Keely goes, hey. I said, what? Don't be cheating on my mama. I said, well, first of all.
I'm just looking.
I looked. I said, your mom acknowledges when men are handsome. I was like, we can talk about people. As long as we're not touching them or kissing them, we can talk. He goes, all right, that's fair. But he immediately was like, hey. It's like, hey, man, fair enough.
It's the TV, guys.
You know what I mean?
We cheating on it with Channel 4.
He's like, listen here, you horn dog.
And Kendrick be like, whatever.
I had to have a talk with my nephew because at the little family reunion thing I went to, one of my, I guess, long-distance cousins, like, put his hand on my sister's shoulder. Like, hey, I ain't seen you in a while. My nephew was in the corner just tripping. And I was like, I said, you can't be this possessive over your mom, bro. Yeah. Like, chill. But he was really like,
how old was he then?
He's not. This was nigga last week. 7. Like,
how old
like,
he? How old the nephew?
7.
7.
Oh, okay.
Or 6, maybe 6. But he was just like, I was like, bro. First
wonder,
of all,
I wonder
that's
what
family.
He's seen. Right. But I wonder 2, what he's seen.
He was just a mama's boy. Mama's boy probably want his mom and dad to stay together. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah, 7. You still?
Yeah, you still like. I want to be with my dad.
Because if me and Cody split right now, the boys ain't having
nothing. Yeah, exactly.
They hell no. Nah. Yeah. They not. No. So
you
I get
probably
it.
On that.
I understand that.
And I got it. I was like, but bro, just relax. It's just a cousin. Save that. Yeah. Save that energy for when it's game time.
Yeah,
this is practice.
Right.
He was huffing. Right. Heart a little beat. Not just chill, bro.
Nah, I'll hang out with him. Because I think we got older. I remember my 25th birthday. We was going out. And we was like, Dad, you want to come? He's like, to the club? He was like, yeah, come on, bro. So we took him out. That was the first time we ever been out.
Did he have his shirt tucked in when he went?
Nah. He had, you know, this is back in the button-up days. So he had a button-up, his shoes, whatever. And he came with us, and he had a drink. Cause my
did
dad
he get drunk or did he have a drink?
He had a drink. Because my dad didn't used to drink. My mom and dad did not drink or smoke or nothing when we were growing up.
Okay.
They started doing all this when we became adults. And we got them doing it. We're bad influences on our parents. So, like, my mama got her first tattoo like a couple years ago.
Okay.
My dad drinks now. He didn't drink at all. But we was the ones like, hey, come on, bro, try this. Or like even with the like edibles and stuff like that, we'd be like, Mom, you want? Or smoke. She'd be like, I can't sleep. We'd be like, come here. Got some for you? You know what I mean? And they'd be like, okay, well, what is this? So they doing that. Cause they was so young when they had us.
Being really mature too.
Yeah. So it's just like now it's like once we turn, you know, we got in our 20s. They wasn't, but, you know, my dad, when I turned 21, my dad 40.
That's not like me and Avi.
You know what I mean? That's me, right? You know what I mean? That's us right now. So it's like, they were still
43.
They were still like young. So we was like, yo, come out, come do this, come try this, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so, but I still, like you said, We'll be high, we'll be drunk or whatever, but it's within. We ain't never
sloppy. It ain't noticeable. Nah, you can still hold a combo.
It's out of respect.
Let me tell you what I didn't tell you then when I was six.
Yeah.
it's respectful for sure. Like the last time we all got high at Thanksgiving, like I said on here, and we was just high. And my mama knew it and everything, but like.
Y'all didn't smoke in front of them though, right?
We just took edibles.
Oh, okay.
And it would, like, you know, or some people would be like, we're going to take a walk, you know, the walk.
Yeah, the walk.
Take the walk, come back, you know, with food. But
everybody look different.
Yeah, but ain't nobody bothering. It ain't crazy, you know what I mean? When we drink, because, and truth be told, it'd be my aunties and them to be on shit face. Yeah. Like, they be on. We be like, yo, they be out of here. We be trying to play games.
That is the experience. Yeah. Is that the black experience? That is definitely the experience.
We be fine. Yeah. Like, it'd be
that's
them.
Probably universal.
So, you know, but I keep it within reason. Yeah, when they get to that age, I think it's going to be a mutual, like, all right. You know, you got a little too much dip on your chip.
Yeah.
You need to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, chill
out. Yeah. Because I want to be the one to, if they're going to do stuff like that, come do it with somebody who give a fuck about you, like, who care. Like, don't go do it with your dumbass friends who are just as stupid as you.
She'd be like, Dad, I'd be like, just smoke. I don't care. I don't want you going high and just smoke.
Yeah.
Whatever. And she'd be like, Dad, this is, you sure? She'd be offering. I'd be like, I'm good. Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but I'd rather do it, you know, with me because
yeah.
I don't want you. And then if they get to that age, even if they make a mistake, Dad, we went to a party. I know you told us not. We drunk. I'll come pick you up.
I'll come.
Just don't lie. Don't
just don't do more dumb shit.
Yeah.
Right. Don't compile dumb shit.
That's fine. You went to the party. You didn't intend to. You tried it. Whatever.
Exactly.
I'll come get you, bro. Just, all right. My friend need a ride, too. That's like, ain't that a nigga calling daddy, man?
Because it's safer. Yeah. The results will be better then. You know what I mean? They do it on their own. You don't know what they're going to get into. All kind of mistakes.
And I want that relationship where they just come talk to me, bro. Even if I get mad, you know what I'm saying? Well, just come talk to me. Just, you know, I called his name the other day. I said, Keelan, come here real quick, bro. Am I in trouble? No, bro, I just want to.
just have a talk.
I just want to talk to you. I just need you to talk to this. Oh, okay, all right, bet.
But what I do.
You know what I mean? But they be telling me, you know, I like how they communicate with me. They tell me, you know, what's going on in their lives and all this. So I'll be like, all right. Only person that don't sometimes is Kendrick when he think he going to get in trouble over something. I'm like, bro. Just say it. And then they tell me, I'm like, all right, that's it. Just don't do that. And then that's it, bro. That's
why Sage be a little too comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dad, you got any more condoms?
Wait a minute, sir.
Hey. I looked at your drawers. You got more somewhere else?
I'd rather him ask. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
Matter of fact, you got any bigger ones? I don't know how you get your dick in these.
Said, hey, did you take the young lady out? That's when you turn into a dad. Do you turn into a dad in that mode?
No.
I tell him, well, I try to tell him not to at all.
Take him out?
Not to have sex.
No. Right. He said, what are you doing taking him out wasting money for, son?
Yeah, no, I tell him he could bring him by the house. No sex in the house, but he could come here and chill.
My mom and dad had that rule. No sex in the house.
They all do.
Yeah, if you old enough to have sex, you should be able to. My dad had that rule. Yeah. I was like, where we gonna go?
He see was mid smash while his dad was talking.
Where are we gonna go, man? Where do you want us to do? Out on the lawn? In a backyard? What do you want us to do, man?
On the lawn.
What are we gonna do? We had nowhere to go. The playground? Goddamn preschool.
What are
we gonna
do?
At
That's
school?
What he was saying. Don't do it.
You should have enough to get a hotel room at least.
We didn't have that.
If you're gonna be responsible enough to have sex.
That's fair.
That's the truth. That's the right way to do it. And then I say, don't embarrass me by trying to smash in the community somewhere. That's the last call I want to get.
You know, it's just communication with kids. My daughter, Ivan, they pissed me off when I was down there, man, because she had some car issues. And it was all things that could have been prevented.
Right.
Had she just told me ahead of time.
Right.
And she was just like, Dad, I just got busy. I was like, you got too busy to tell me to pay for it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't have to pay. I would have paid for it. But tell me so I don't have to pay extra. And I'm the bad guy when I get to lecturing it. Like, she's been going through a lot. I'm like, I don't want to. How the fuck am I the bad guy when I'm losing money? I'm the savior. She'd you know what I mean?
It sounds like they always fight for each other.
Yeah.
They gang up on you.
And their mom tried to hit me and was like, she going through a lot. She's trying to train. I'm like, yo, that's all irrelevant. No. You have time to tell me if you needed some tires or oil change or transmission. You got time to tell me because you have time to go
to little AKA retreat, right, your right, little right. thing. You know what I mean? You got right. time to do. I see it on Instagram. I see you playing and you partying. You got time to tell me.
Right. So I see it on Instagram.
She going through a lot.
Yeah, women. She going through a lot. You can't tell me that you ain't got your oil change.
Well, I hate hearing I'm going through a lot. Everybody's going through a lot.
Yeah. Everybody.
Every single person you meet has been through a lot, is going through a lot, and will go through a lot.
I'm actually surprised you're a girl dad.
Why?
Because you're so like, guys, cut the shit.
Oh, it ain't hit them yet. It's going to hit them eventually.
Tough. It's tough. I told you guys last week it was tough. They missed it. But I know I get dismissive. I know that already. Yeah. So, and I know I'm like, hey, y'all got to toughen up. But I tell her that all the time. I'm like, hey, toughen up. Like, yeah, there was one time Izzy crossed that right over. You're all right. Tough. Like, you got to be, but you also got to be tough.
Yeah.
But there's a...
The balance.
There's a balance.
It's a balance, yeah.
And sometimes I don't know if I'm on the other side, but I know I can be very like, why are we complaining about this? Hey, I'm gonna hear this shit.
That's how I was. You're gonna get this work. You're gonna get my lecture. You're gonna get this work, and I'm gonna see if you have some tears in your eyes. But I'm also gonna take care of it. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I'll take care of it. I got you.
Do you hear what I'm saying? The point is,
right?
You had time.
You had time.
She's gonna do like, don't give me the bullshit excuses.
I don't want to hear that. I'm gonna cover it, but I'm gonna make sure she knows next time. I'm gonna come to you first and be like, "Hey, I need this done for my car."
Right.
Like, not many people were saying, "Hey, I'm gonna pay. Just tell me. I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Let me know."
As strictly girl dads, how did y'all bring up sex and when to or when not to?
Well, this is a DC question. For me, I was a young dad, so I've been having talks with them since they was like five.
Because
I had to break a curse. Mm-hmm. I had to break a curse. Their mom was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was 17.
Mm-hmm.
Their grandma was 17.
Mm-hmm. Not a long line.
Their great 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 grandma still living.
Mm-hmm. Jesus,
you know what I mean? So
she's 50.
Yeah, but no, but I had to break the curse.
Right.
And it wasn't like, oh, they were horrible. I just had to be like, oh, y'all don't make the same mistake that I did because I wasn't.
We're mistake dad.
Yeah, you weren't. Yes. Yeah, kind of. You guys were mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't. I
love you.
We got lucky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody don't turn out with two Spelman graduates and complete.
Or parents who are willing to be like, right, come stay with us. Some parents be like, get the fuck out.
Right. So I had, y'all got lucky with us, but for y'all want to make sure you take your time and live life before you have a child. Because it did. Yeah, I was living life still, but it still was like always in the back. I'm a dad.
Yeah,
I'm a dad. You know what I mean? But I was having those talks early, 5 years old, talking to them about condoms, knowing goddamn well they didn't know what I was talking about. Yeah. I was talking to them about it, though, just to prepare them for it. Hey, y'all don't need to, you know, take your time. And if you do it, use protection.
I remember my parents having, I don't know if I was that young, but I remember talks when I was younger. They were talking about, well, you know, you have to use a condom and stuff like that. What's that? What's how people get pregnant? And I remember asking, did you and dad use a condom?
No,
I've seen, right.
That's why you're here.
No, we did not.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember she was like, she was like, we should have. And I was like, but then I wouldn't be here. Me and Keith wouldn't be here. She was like,
you're right. I said what I said,
Chance.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
Yeah, I'd be happy.
You know, I mean, they'll get them. They'll be like, they'll say stuff like, how did y'all do it? Like, we don't, y'all did this with it. Y'all had kids by this age, like what they got to deal with right now. Right. They'd be like, I can imagine having kids.
I say that to my mom and dad. They was grown. They was 19, 20.
Got into your 20s.
I was like, fuck.
It's exhausting in my 30s. The 20s, at least you have the energy when you're younger.
And as a man, I'm not even talking about the kid aspect. How y'all deal with each other?
For sure.
At 18 and 19. How? With children? Like, how did y'all do that?
I had to pick a side. I was like, I'm either going to be a good dad or a good boyfriend. I was like, oh, dad it is.
That's young,
I'm going to be a super dad, but that other stuff, I ain't going to be able to. Yeah, I can't be both. That, yeah. I can't.
Not at that age. At that age, you can't.
Like, you can't, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know what I liked when I first had kids. I grew so much since 21 that I was like, if I'd have got married at 21, it would have damn sure crashed.
Oh, you changed so much. Yeah, you changed so much from 17 till now. Oh. Different, way different people.
Way different. I'm glad I started later.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would have been dad-wise.
Wait, where'd y'all get married? Wait, how old were you?
Shit, 31?
Okay.
32?
Because I was 33 when we had Izzy.
I'm glad I had kids as young as I did.
Now. Yeah.
Hindsight, no. Now? Oh, hell yeah.
I get it, though.
Yeah, I get it.
I was able to keep up with them. Like, I was beamed in as a parent.
Yeah.
The teen pregnancy is not all that bad.
It's not.
When you're done.
It's not when you're done.
When you're done.
Yeah.
It's got some perks, bro.
Yeah.
You got to make it through some fire.
Yeah.
But once you make it through, yeah.
If you have a good household,
that's the thing. You have to have the support system.
Get it out the way.
My dad was the real MVP.
Yeah.
Without him, heck no.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have worked.
I was so terrified of what, knowing my mom and dad, they would have helped me.
Oh,
but I was so goddamn afraid of my dad and just disappointing them. And just, I was like, I don't. And as the oldest and the oldest grandchild, my family used to have so much pressure on me. I'd be like, I can't fuck up, man.
It was my dad. The reason I didn't panic because of him.
Yeah.
You got him out the way. I was like, oh, okay. You sure? Yeah, you got him out the way.
Did he not say? No, I remember I asked your dad. I was like, what did you think about DC the second? He was like, I was like, what is this nigga doing? He said the first one he wasn't even tripping. He was like, no, I wasn't even mad. I wasn't even tripping. He said the second one, he was like, I was wondering what the.
But he never, you know, what's like, he never gave me that energy.
Yeah.
He made it with me like, you good. Because we was thinking adoption for a second for Nene. We was thinking, adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom was like, ain't nobody adopting that baby. Y'all gonna send her to me. My mom was like, and then everyone was like, oh, okay, we'll just guess we'll keep her. But we was thinking adoption.
Family gonna be mad. Yeah. If you come from a good family, they gonna be pissed. But then, like if Keelan, and hopefully not, but they did some shit like that. Yeah. And dad, we gonna give you ain't giving up my
exactly. Yeah, that's what my I ain't giving we'll away my grandbaby.
Don't do this shit again. I'm gonna cut it off. Yeah. Don't do it again. We will help you with these goddamn kids, but cut the shit, bro.
Right.
Like,
yeah, we was thinking adoption. Because kids don't stay babies. That's what people be thinking. They're gonna stay babies forever. No, they grow up and it happens fast.
They're only a baby dog for like a year to two.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shortest span.
Period of time.
Then they're toddlers for a while. Then they're kids for a while. Then they're teens for a short while. Then they're adults forever.
Mm-hmm.
But that baby phase is really so short.
It's a short span. It happens fast.
By the time they start walking, they're one. We're here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10
and,
months.
And now
nine
we're toddlers.
Months.
Yeah, it sounds good. But at 16, you're like, life is over.
I get it. It's a lot.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I wasn't mentally built for that.
Right.
That age.
Yeah, I remember, dude, I was at a football game, and they heard I had another baby, and just walked to the game, and they was like, man, that nigga got more kids than the Wayans.
Yeah. I had a homeboy.
Now look at me. Now look at me.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, my family now.
That's why they like you. DC, you had kids. Come on. Yeah, man, that shit. I wouldn't. The fatherhood, I'd have been fine, but the.
It's you kick in as a father. If you're a good dad now, you'd have been a good dad.
Yeah, but the husband, I'd be single to this day.
Yeah, bro, I'm not saying that's what made it, but I'm just saying that I had to pick a side. Like, I can't be arguing and debating and then still trying to raise a kid. I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out how to be a dad.
Right. My issue is that if I would have had a kid in high school or like early on, I probably like would work some horrible job in Lansing that I hated. Maybe would have went to college.
Mm-hmm.
I still would have hated. Either way it goes, I'd have been miserable in my day to day. I probably would have liked, you know, I love my kid. Hopefully like the girl, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I know I didn't have the patience. My patience from 20 to now is insanely different.
Yeah.
It's crazy different. There's no way the temperament that I had to deal with stuff. Hell no, I wouldn't be close.
You think you still would have been a dope dad though, right?
I think I would have been a great dad, but I know I probably would have yelled more. You know, I probably would have, I mean, that's what. Not that my parents were like verbally abusive, but their patience was thin.
Yeah.
You know, my mom be amazed at my patience because I talk to him. When he gets tripping, I just be like, I don't understand. Like, you feeling this? You feeling
so,
that?
We're so much older than they were.
Right. It's just like you have a lot of time to understand. Like, dude, she just got here. She just got here and just learned how to talk. To, you know, by the time you're three, she's been talking for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So her to understand these feelings, some of them, I'm like, you got time to learn that stuff. So.
Right.
But when you're trying to work and you're working two shifts
and you're 20-some years old
and
that's a lot.
And I'm already upset and I'm already whatever and I'm already probably don't like where I'm at in my life.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
I be thinking about stuff like that too when you said like you should probably still be in Lansing. I thought about that when I went home and I was like, you know, it's crazy. The average person, right, pretty much goes through the same routine. You go to school.
I love y'all though.
You marry some person from your town
and
you stay there. And yeah,
you're just trying to work. I'd been trying to get in the gym, trying to get in the post.
That's what most people do. Because I was looking like at who's dating who from my childhood.
And I get benefits.
Like, well, y'all all dated each other and y'all married and y'all have kids. But I'm like, that's actually normal though.
Is it?
Yeah, we left. Most people stay in their hometown. Most people stay, you know what I mean? Like,
or you go to college somewhere, you get a job in that city.
And you meet a girl there, you know what and you mean? Stay yeah. there, and meet a dude. And it's like, that's most people. And I didn't think about it until, one, I went home, but two, when none of my kids are in sports, and we live where we live now, right? And a lot of these people, I'd be like, oh, where y'all from? Thinking everybody is a transplant.
Migrated like us.
They're yeah. like, oh, no, we grew up here. You know, I went to this high school, and now my kid. Like, one of the, our neighbor, they kid went to the same elementary school as them. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. So most people, that is your life. You
we're,
stay,
the
we're the outliers. We're the outliers. Yeah. Because I'd be like, how do y'all live here still? And I'm like, that's what everybody does.
Most of my friends are still in Michigan,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's what everybody does for the most part.
I got one homie out here.
And like you said, they just getting by. Like, do you, and I don't know if you even really want to be there. Do you really want to? Did you want to? Because I thought about it. Like, who would I, if I never left, who would I be with? Like, what girl from my city or that area would I have ended up just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because that's. That's what you do. And then would you be happy?
Especially
would
in small towns.
Yeah. And like, are you gonna, would you be happy? Would you just be going through the day to day? Well, this is what I do. I work, you know, and I take care of these kids and
I'd be with the town slut. Wiped her up, cleaned her up, wiped her down and been like, she's always been somebody and y'all just treated her, mistreated her. Fighting for
her. She always been somebody?
Yeah, I'd be fighting for her, loving on her. Clean her up. She's good now.
Cleaned her up?
Yeah, take her to church. And
what makes you think she still want to be slutting?
She
what?
Wouldn't be slutting anymore. She
how,
was
you know, how you know it's out of her?
I saved her, bro.
But how you know it came out of her, though?
She's done. I took her to church and wiped her down.
That don't mean nothing. People slutting in church.
You're slutting for the Lord.
No, some of these pastors be slutting
okay,
in church.
If it didn't work in church, I'm putting her in a chlorine swimming pool.
Oh, my Lord.
That cleans her off.
You're going to poison her.
No, that's what you do. When you want to get the dirt off of them, you put them in chlorine
I'm
swimming
pretty
pool.
Pretty sure that's dangerous for their bodies.
No, we still swim in chlorine.
Oh, I'm thinking of bleach. My
no,
bad.
No, chlorine bleach.
Yeah. My bad.
About kill, you talking
my
about
bad.
Killing a dude?
My bad. My bad. I went right to bleach. Wait, you don't bleach your women? Oh. That's why you keep dying. That's why I'm on wife number three. My bad. Y'all right? Y'all right? I thought it was bleaching the pool.
That's hilarious. You know, I done been and cleaned her up.
Cleaned her up.
DC said I would have married this slut.
I don't know.
A lot of people do.
I mean, a lot of people
do. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It happens for sure.
All the girls I dated back in New York, they ended up with dope dealers.
And sometimes women make marry the man slut.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey. pot kettle, how are you? Hey, I am not one to talk on such things because
they be the bad ones when you grow up. You know what I mean? You be like, oh, this one, that's the bad one. I want that, and then you be like, well, everybody did. Everybody wants.
That's
that
why
one.
You have to leave. You could be a hoe, but you gotta leave.
Yeah, leave, man.
You can't stay in your town.
You gotta go hoe somewhere else.
Yeah, you gotta move. You gotta. Yeah. Spread it around.
You can't be the whole of Lansing and the whole of Chicago.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, pick a town.
Well, Chicago's bigger. I got like, you can hold.
Yeah, you can hold. That's what I'm saying. Go
you can
Chicago.
Hold and go to the north side, and you're brand new.
You go across the water to Canada.
You brand new.
You gotta.
Like LA,
you gotta,
so much room to hoe in LA.
Can't just stay in the town.
You go hoe in LA and Long Beach. Go over to San Fernando Valley, be a hoe, and
right,
still
Chad.
Be a wholesome person in Santa Monica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then somebody gonna be like, I don't care about your past.
Nah, exactly.
And you don't know them people.
Somebody gonna take you in.
Yeah. You don't know them people.
Not
so.
Until you meet their college friends. And like, oh, you should move back.
I mean, but I don't know them. Cause I feel like. You know,
we know your girl.
When people be talking about body count, body, all that shit, right?
It's never,
if you,
it's
if
never
you
bothered
not, me.
Me
either. And also,
DC
if you not
though.
In them people face every day,
mm-hmm.
I don't see why it would matter. Like, the town slut, I get. If y'all stay
if
in the same circle
yeah,
and every day you got to look at him like, I know he was just digging her down. Like, I get that, right? But if you're dating, if you meet somebody from wherever and they move to your city, whatever they did over there,
it stays there.
You don't know that.
I don't
want to
know.
Got,
I don't want to know.
It's stained. Yes, it does count. How many gangbangers happened in the fuck? No.
Cause
it travels.
Because you got to go back. You got to go back to like the town to visit her family. You know what I mean? We're not doing
Do
that.
You?
I mean, you should.
I'm going to just sit in the car.
The whole time?
Yeah. I don't want to know.
You go for like 2 days. We can go back and see my family.
In the car in the hotel.
But like, it's different.
My little brother getting married.
I'm going to say all right, hi
so you go.
Family.
But it's different if you not, like, if you go back to that town, it'd be different if, like, the exes all showed up.
Exes are fine. I'm talking about the randos. Like I said, if it's just
the randos ain't coming to the wedding.
Not coming to the wedding. Like when I went back to Lansing, I saw one of the homies I played football with at Myers. I'm like, oh, what up, bro? Right? You run into people when you go back to your hometown. They meet working places.
You got to think about it too. Let's say this is why I feel like it shouldn't count as well. Or who cares? Because I'm not speaking for me. I'm just
definitely speaking for yourself.
No, I'm speaking on the girl. On the girl. Okay. Because let's say whatever dude she smashed at 17. 18, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever they was doing then, he not fucking her the way I am at 31. We all know we not. You didn't get fucked the same. You didn't get fucked the same at 17. Who? You? None of us are the same person we were in the bedroom at 18.
We're all. I would assume we're all better
now. Right? Yeah. So
I got more injuries.
You,
know
you decline.
My fat ain't the same. I got to put my knee brace on, girl. Hold on.
You're telling me you're saying 35 Craig is as good as 16 Craig, 17 Craig?
No. I'm a little advanced as a young man.
So you didn't get no better?
I got a little bit better.
You get a little lazier as you get older, though.
Yeah. No, but I'm 35, you still good.
You're still strong, but you're not 18. Like that's
18, all you had over your current self is energy.
But well, that's the thing. That's not skill set.
We cut a couple positions off the list as we got older.
I mean, but as you're older,
you got like one great game in you. You know what I mean? Like you're younger, you got five
mediocre games.
You want to run it? You want to run it back?
Yeah.
You want to run it back?
So you want to win a championship or keep making the playoffs? You know what I'm saying? Would you rather have one ring or a bunch of playoff runs?
I know, man.
Give me a ring.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Karl Malone still a Hall of Famer, dog. Barkley still a Hall of Famer, dog.
They are
MVP seasons.
Chris Paul, a lot of playoffs.
Hall of Famer, bro.
But they weren't like
one of
that
the greatest
rookies.
Point guards of all time.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's something about that ring, though.
It's a ring, bro.
It's something about a champion. That's
but you can be you can get a scrub and get a ring. You know what I'm saying? What are we really talking about, guys?
I think you changed
guys?
It completely, Chad.
Yeah. I'm out of them.
You get a scrub and get a ring.
So I'm saying whoever they smashed when they was kids, younger, whatever, teens, whatever, is not. Now, you run into a dude she smashed 2 years ago, or a bunch of dudes she smashed 2 years ago. Maybe.
Yeah. A dude at a time I'm cool with. But if multiple dudes at a time.
You said if the train show up to the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, if she now if that was happening, that's
they all
that's
married her homegirls. Whatever.
That's far. I don't know if I could marry.
Don't
that.
Tell me. Just I don't want to know.
I can like you being promiscuous versus you just having like trains ran at you and that kind of stuff.
That's
like,
why you can't go back to her hometown.
You was like, God damn. Was
you just gonna skip all the events?
You just sit in the hotel and chill.
My parents are having a 50th wedding anniversary. Are we going?
Show face, go in there and say, hey, nice to meet everybody.
Run out real quick.
And get up out of there. Because somebody's going to get drunk and start having a combo with you. Yeah. You got you a good one, man.
Look you in the
eye.
That's
how to lead the combo. You got you a good one, man. She's really good. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, thank
she
you,
still
man.
Do that thing? Yeah. With the...
Yep.
You got to stay there. Now we're wild.
That's insane, right?
Now we're wild.
Now you got to get up and go get some punch or
good
something.
Thing you met her now, because back in the day, good
and
thing
somebody,
you met her
bro,
now.
Bro, if somebody ever came up to you and they know that's your spouse
that's
or
so
some
disrespectful.
And they came up to you and was like,
it's so disrespectful.
You know before.
Well, random conversations happen in parties.
No, nah, dog. So if they know
if
that's
to you,
yours,
that's disrespectful as fuck.
If they know.
Because, I mean, if you're there, it's like, you married Cherise? Yeah, man. Let me tell you, man. Hey, honestly, I popped that cherry, dog.
That's disrespectful as fuck.
I'm not going, okay, in their face, I'm on play it cool. Like, man, I put her in the swimming pool. She good. But, I'm gonna have a combo with her. I'm gonna ask her, but hey, man, those guys are saying some stuff I know wasn't true.
Yeah, I was wild.
I just want you to confirm.
She already sweating, huh?
I just want you to confirm that it wasn't true.
I'm asking before we go. Like, when we went to Cotty's reunion, I said, all right, how many of these niggas that's gonna be in my face did you smash? I don't give a fuck. You were 18.
You
I don't, yeah, I asked straight up. I was like, who gonna be? Because I don't want any funny looks. I don't want any
fake people. I'm gonna go talk to him.
Yeah, something like just who? And she was like, oh no, nobody here. Like nobody that I went to school with, I didn't mess with.
Most real dudes shouldn't or they don't won't give funny looks.
Nah.
Most real dudes just be
so like, she asked me the same question. She was like, have I ever been in environments back home?
You started an argument?
No. I was like, oh, this is one of our like best talks of all time. And I was like, oh, absolutely. And she was like, who? So I told her name. She was like, you know what? I actually respect her because she always acts normal. She was like, the other one I kind of had it because she acted weird.
Oh, okay.
So she gave it away. She just acted like it's some shit that happened when y'all was younger. I was like, yeah. She was like, she cool.
Real
she, this one. So she just on some, don't be weird.
Yeah, don't make
especially
it weird.
If it happened then, don't be weird.
Yeah, don't make it weird.
I always point them out with him with somebody and we go someplace. But, oh, yeah. That one. If they come over here talking too much, you know why. Yeah. They being fake as shit.
Hey, Craig. Oh, who's this?
You know who this is.
Right. Well, you do.
And she knows who you are.
She knows who you are.
Town slut. Right.
Go back to D.C.
Get back in the chlorine.
Get back in the chlorine.
D.C.'s in the corner drinking his punch.
Got some holy water over here if you need it.
I brought the chlorine with me just
in case. Got the chlorine and holy water over here. You can splash her a little bit. She'll be okay.
Get it off.
Might get a little steamy over here. Like the Exorcist, you throw it on her.
Okay, so final question before we get out of here. So you're okay with the town slut in the same town, or you have to go to a different town? She got to move.
She's there.
Yeah, you're still there. She's still in her hometown. You still dating her?
No, we got to go.
No?
She got to go.
You got to go?
Yeah, we got to go.
You?
How much slut?
She's the town whore.
She slept with everybody. Entire offensive line.
It's not who had her first. It's who had her last.
Listen, okay.
I'm lying.
I knew he was lying. I was like, all right.
I don't know.
You're not doing it. All right. Town slut.
Not in the same town.
Yeah. Not in the same
but
town.
But I'd more than welcome her to my new family.
Okay.
Somewhere. I will go to Brazil and pick one up and bring them back here. Like,
fair.
Currency exchange rate.
Does body count matter to y'all?
No.
Nah.
I've never asked. I could always care less.
I'm not in a position to ask. So that's why.
Some dudes.
Not since high school.
Still asked.
Yeah.
High school.
And that was an insecurity thing back sure. then when you wanted to know. Like, how many? I don't know what I'm doing. So, how many?
I prefer not to know.
I don't even. I just don't care.
I'm much like, more
I genuinely like, do not care.
Just as long as it's you not live tattooed
life, you live
on it.
Yeah, you live like.
Three, four names got on you. I'm
like, nah, I don't care. All right, DC, where you at, bro?
This week, catch us with the big bros Marlon Wayans at the Tacoma Comedy Club August 23rd through the 25th. Get your tickets, man. This tour is kicking off with the Broski, man. Did we give this tour name yet?
Wild Child Tour.
Wild Child Tour, man. I'm part of that with the Wild Child Tour. I'm warming up with the bro Marlon Wayans, man. And get your tickets. We out there.
At Craig Wayans on everything.
You getting on stage this time on the tour?
Nah.
No?
Craig's been doing telling me he's been on stage for 13 years. He ain't
quick five?
Stage,
bro. I don't even
five.
Want it.
No?
I was thinking about it. It's like, that's boring.
What's up, y'all? What do you mean it's boring? Stand up?
It's a script that you're always rewriting for a long period
man,
of time.
Forget Craig,
you
man.
Understand that.
I don't effort. Understand that.
But when you going back out, Chaz?
Good question.
Mr. Get Up 18 times a week.
I will go back out soon. Laugh at no, that was my old one. Where am I now? I'm Chaz Rogers on IG and YouTube. Lacaroni and Chaz. It's growing. Appreciate y'all. It's growing.
Congrats, broski.
Thanks, man. It was a long road. I think I had like 100-something subscribers on YouTube last year.
I heard
year.
Y'all had
like
Black up here crying.
No, he wasn't crying.
He just had a lot of things come out.
No.
A lot of
sneeze. This happened in real time.
Sneeze too.
Keon, yeah. What you on?
I wasn't done.
Oh,
he was I was like, wait.
But whoa, that's it, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Excuse me.
I was done.
Oh, okay. Dallas Hyenas. I just got the ticket sales too. Dallas. You might take the lead for the year.
Okay.
Oh, good shit. Congrats, bro.
So yeah, Dallas. Please get your tickets. Me having to change that date is actually working out.
Where the fuck was y'all at when me and Chaz was there?
To be fair,
my first one probably would have been trash. Yeah. But I had to cancel it because that. The computer shit. Okay. So we had to redo it. So a bunch of people hit me like, ooh, I can go to this one. I couldn't make the last one.
We were in Fort Worth, by the way.
Oh, touche, touche.
I mean, I don't know if
Dallas, Fort Worth is.
Funky town.
But I'm in actual Dallas. So Dallas, get your tickets for that. September, let me look at this because I just don't be knowing. September 8th and then September 12th, Baltimore. Mugubi, September 26th, New York at the Broadway Comedy Club. Get your Mugubis. Tickets. And then December 27th and 28th. I mean, September 27th to 28th, and D.C. at the Comedy Loft. Please get y'all tickets for that. KeonPulley.com on everything. People have been seeing all my Hella and I Don't Care stuff in a bunch of different colors, and they're like, where are those? I got those for me. but I'm thinking I might do like I did with the hoodies for a short period of time. If you hit me up, I can get you exclusive colors.
Yes, Miranda, you're right. We were in Fort Worth.
But we'll see. I don't know.
It's on purple.
Yeah, I can get you a purple one. Easy. For you. But I'll see what I'm doing with that. Check out BFFs on Amazon Prime. We got some other stuff we're working on. I think we're doing a season two of that as well. That's it. Just KeonPoli.com on everything. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for telling a friend that tells a friend. Y'all be coming to shows. Everybody that comes to the show, daddy issues. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate it. And we'll see y'all next time. All right.
We out.
Did we do it?
No.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.